I was a junior software developer, and then I become an IT project manager. I'm managing a team of like 15 people working in India, working in Paris, working in Portugal, working in North America. Every experience is really interesting. Every experience makes you grow. This is it. This is how you grow in your career. Just be open mind and have a bit of luck.
Welcome to Latinx in Power, a podcast hosted by Thaisa Fernandes.
Welcome to Latinx in Power. Today, we are talking with Excel Ribardier. Excel combines skills in both telecommunication and software development. He graduated from ECU Paris as a networks and telecommunications engineer and has experience in multiple IT projects, which has helped him to develop project management skills, adaptability, and good interpersonal skills to work with various stakeholders. I'm very excited with this conversation. Welcome to the Latinx in Power.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Of course. In this episode, we will discuss his background and professional experience of someone who has worked in various roles in IT, including software developer, team leader, project manager, IT consulting, company manager, and currently as an IT security officer. I'm very excited with this conversation. I think your experience in various roles, it's very inspiring. So I'm very excited with this talk. I think the first question that I wanted to ask you is that given that French Guiana is a unique country with a blend of European and South American culture, could you share with us how you personally feel connected to the South America region and culture? How does this experience is for you?
Well, I was born in French Guiana, and French Guiana is literally in South America. Not all the people know that. We're next to Brazil, so I can say I'm South American. Yet at the same time, French Guiana is a French overseas department, meaning that we have the same government, same law, same currency, etc. So I'm French too. Nevertheless, the fact that we are located in South America, the culture, the exchange, and all the things that we can share with the country around us is not the same as if we were in Europe. I mean, for example, if talking about the food, it's not the same because we have influence from other countries of the continent, but also from the Caribbean or heritage from Africa. And, you know, I'm living in Kourou. Where is the European spaceport? So we have the French Guiana Space Center there. And you could totally be able to walk in the street, talk to an Italian guy, then see a Peruvian guy going back and eat at a Brazilian restaurant. And that's the blend of culture we have here.
That's incredible. Thank you for sharing that. Like, we were talking about this before we started to recording. A lot of people don't know where your country is. That's so absurd. And I think you have the best of all worlds, right? Because you are in South America, you have the Caribbean, you're close to a lot of like interesting and amazing places. And I'm curious, what is your favorite food?
My favorite food? I should say French food because I'm French. But to be honest, I like Italian food. That's a great one. But there's something from South America I can die for is the feijoada.
Oh my God.
From Brazil.
Uh-huh. Incredible. I love it. That's so cool. Yeah, I make feijoada at home. So I live in US, but I don't eat meat. So I make it without meat.
Something without meat, it's not the same.
No, it's not. Definitely, it's not. It's different. I'm biased, but I would say it's better. But I know that a lot of people don't agree with me. And Axel, how did you get started in the field and what inspired you to pursue a career in tech and in IT?
Well, be honest, I didn't start in IT because my first degree was in the electrical field. So before I graduated from ECE Paris. I was at the University of Technology in Kourou. And during that time, I did an internship at the French Guiana Space Center and I worked on telecommunication stuff. But also, I did a bit of code. It was something like a VBA application for access and a bit of Perl programming. It was not much, but it was the first step in the IT world. And I remember at that time, my mentor there told me that I should pursue my career in IT. I did not listen to him. I went to ECE and graduated as an electronic and telecommunication engineer. But Whoa. At the same time, I was not a big fan of school, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I stopped studying, kind of break off from school for 1 year. And during this gap year, I worked for Airbus as a software developer. That's when I really learned to code and programming and everything around IT. It's not just code and application, but also the server. It was a lot of fun working in complex application there. And that's when I knew I wanted to work in IT.
Oh, that's incredible. I feel that it's very interesting how life sometimes is not linear and we do different things along the way until we find our path. And I think your career is so interesting because you develop a lot of different skills that you use in whatever role that you have at the moment. So that's very inspiring. So I'd love to hear from you. How was your experience working in different roles in IT, and how has each role helped you grow professionally?
So, you know, IT is a very fast field. So both in technology and a different role that require to build a strong team, for example. So after my engineering school, I start as a junior developer, meaning ends of the code, but also sysadmin, virtualization, server management. My first job was in a small company, but that was great because we can do anything in a small company. But everything was going well. But I wanted to, you know, specialize in something, and particularly in software development. So I quit that job and I became a consultant. And I worked for a big bank in France called BNP Paribas. And I was there as a software developer. Things going well. With the natural turnover on the team, I became the most experienced developer of the team. So they asked me to become the tech leader. You see, I can move from a position just by being there and working on the application. So I become the tech leader. So any question about tech, any question by the team, I'm here to support them. I did it so well that at some point, the team asked me to become the team leader, which is different of being a tech leader. Not the same role, because now you have to manage a team. We were working on an application, it's kind of follow the sun, meaning that I have client in Australia, India, Europe, and I finish with client in North America. So I have team working on different time zones. It was easier for me to communicate with them because I'm coming from, you know, this tech field. So the business starting to ask me if I can improve the application, give me more requirement, and then asking me for ETA and planning. And I'm going to be an IT project manager. So I become an IT project manager. And this is how you evolve on different role just in 3 or 4 years. Like 3 or 4 years, I was a junior software developer, and then I become an IT project manager. I'm managing a team of like 15 people working in India, working in Paris, working in Portugal, working in North America. Every experience is really interesting. Every experience makes you grow. This is it. This is how you grow in your career. Just be open mind and have a bit of luck.
I love what you said about each role is interesting. I couldn't agree more. And it's interesting what you said from like a software engineer becoming a manager. It's totally different, like the skills you have, because when you start managing people, I guess you need a lot of soft skills. Like you need to really learn how to work with people, mentor them, help them, and also keep track of business goals and stuff like that. And you seem a very strategic and also flexible person, like open to new opportunities. It was something that you always had this mindset, or do you think this was something that you developed over time as those opportunities came to you?
Well, you know, I grew up in French Guiana. I never moved from there. I was born, then go to college and get my first degree here. Then I have to cross the world and going to Paris and changing everything, because even if I'm French, I'm not French, you know what I mean? Because it's not the same culture. So I'm going in Paris and I'm moving to another culture, very different, and you have to adapt. So at the beginning, I was like, okay, I'm going to Paris, doing my engineering school, then I'm going back to French Guiana, and I will probably work at the Space Center or something like that. But after school, I find my first job, then another one, and I'm going to make new friends. And, you know, it's just adapting. And I don't say it's force, you know, I have to adapt. But yes, it's kind of forced.
Yeah, I think it's a controlled force, maybe. I don't know. I really like your mindset. That's incredible. And what advice would you give to someone who's just starting in tech in general, or maybe in IT specifically?
Well, if I have an advice for someone who started in IT, well, you got to be flexible. There's something that you must not forget, that we're doing it for the people, because it's the people who's going to use your application and it's the people who's going to work with you. So as you said earlier, we should not neglect our soft skills. And during my career, I saw a lot of people who were brilliant, but was not able to advance in their career because they was not able to communicate. They was maybe stubborn and less flexible. At some point, you're working with someone. It's someone who's going to give you this opportunity to work this company with this technology, to work within this project. So never neglect the soft skills. You know, you're starting in IT, you can learn any new language, any new technology. Nowadays, so many resources to learn new language. Everybody can learn a language. My son is 7 years old. He's starting to learning Python. And even me, at some point, I'm agnostic to any new language. You know, I don't care. If you give me a project, it's in Java, okay. It's in C# or JavaScript. I don't care. I can work on any language. I just have the mindset. I know I can learn. I know I'm not the best. And I can ask maybe a specialist to help me. So just be flexible, work on your soft skills, and have a great career.
That's a really good advice. I think in tech in general, but maybe mostly in IT in general, people focus a lot on the hard skills. And I feel quite often they forget about the soft skills. So this is a great, great reminder. I love that you mentioned that. You have worked in IT consulting and managed an IT consulting company. And what have you been some of the biggest challenges you have faced in that role, and how did you overcome them?
Well, that was just after my experience at BNP. So I have the opportunity to become an IT manager at a consulting company. Being a manager of consultants is really different. It's really hard. Did not expect it to be so challenging, because I was team leader working with people who are working on the same project or on the same application. And now I'm managing a team of consultants, but that consultants, they are not working on the same project. They're not even working on the same team. They're not even working on the same company. And they don't have the same skills. I can have a consultant who is a software developer, is working in Java. Another one is working in .NET. And maybe another one is working on the front. Another one is working on the back. And maybe this one is just a data scientist. So he's not even touching the code, or maybe some R. And this one is sysadmin. And you have to work with them, manage them, help them to improve their skills, guide them in their career. That's your role as a leader, as a manager. But also, you're the manager of the consulting team. So you have some objectives. And my boss has some objectives. But at the same time, I'm managing, but I'm managing also a P&L center. And I'm deciding which one deserve a raise, but it's not so easy because I'm not working daily with them. And you feel sometimes really alone. And that was the hardest part of this job. But you get used to it.
Well, yeah, that's a lot. Yeah, when you're like mentioning like your team, like coding different languages, and then you're like helping all of them. Oh my God, that's a lot. That's a great challenge for sure. And how do you stay up to date with the latest trends and development in IT? And how do you think technology will evolve in the future? I think we are all talking about it, and I love to hear your thoughts.
Well, to stay up to date, well, I'm working in a big company. EDF is a very big company, and I'm working now in IT security. So we can exchange. We have a lot of seminary with all the people working in security. We exchange about the problematic. We exchange about the new trend, the new threat that we can have, the tools that we can use. That's great. But if you're not working in a big company, you can go in some conference, exchange, even a LinkedIn mentor to help you, or even some groups you can have. You have many groups in LinkedIn where you can learn things. So that's cool. At the same time, when we work on the seminary, we really focus about our subject. So we're working in IT security, so we're talking about IT security, but that's not all. As I told you, the IT field is very vast. I'm using a lot of resources on the internet to get up to date and see which trend is top on the technology. So I'm using ChatGPT lately, That's cool. And AI, I think it's going to be a huge thing, but maybe we're making a bit much too noise about it because people are scared. We had the same thing a few years ago with big data. Everybody was talking about data, big data, and now we're talking about AI. But all the things will help us, will improve the work of the developer. I think that's where we're going now, using AI, and maybe focus a bit more on the business than on the technology.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Yeah, thank you for sharing. That's very interesting point of view. And in this podcast, we all about telling stories and also sharing resources. So I'm curious to hear more from you. Which resource helped you in your journey?
So a lot of internet, to be honest. I have an application that's called Pluralsight. It's kind of a website with a lot of e-learning that you can use to, I don't know, prepare some certification or just be curious about new technology. And I recommend this one. But personally, there's two books that really helped me in my career and in my personal life. The first one would be Nonviolent Communication from Marshall B. Rosenberg. It's a great one. I think everybody needs to read this one.
I love this book. It's one of my favorites. I always recommend to people. Yeah, that's a great advice. Yeah, read this book. We are going to mention in the description of this episode everything you're sharing. So thank you for sharing. Is there any other resource you want to share?
Yeah. The other book that really helped me is called Never Split the Difference from Chris Voss, who is a former FBI negotiator. I saw his presentation in a TEDx on YouTube and decided to buy this book. And I was not disappointed. And in the presentation, he was saying that we're negotiating every time. I'm negotiating with my kid, with my wife, with my colleagues, with my boss. We're negotiating every time. This one is a great one too.
That's interesting. I didn't know about this book. I'm going to put it in my list. I absolutely love our guest book recommendations. I usually read them all. So I'm going to put this in my list. So that's very interesting. Axel, thank you so much for your time. I really enjoy getting to know more about you and your journey. I think it's very inspiring. So I'm going to leave the last minutes for you to share anything you want to share and also where people can find you.
You can find me on LinkedIn. I know my name is not easy to pronounce, Axel Ribardière. I'm happy to help anyone who's reaching out like you did, and even young people who's looking for advice for career or anything. Just text me on LinkedIn and I will be pleased to help you.
That's incredible. Thank you so much.